The Bird Show.
All right, let me get to this list that I have been trying to get to for a couple of days now, because I found this, and I hope this is all really accurate. You just never know online if what you're reading is accurate, but this is a list of the best times to save on everything, they say. Cool. And I have put it up online at thebirdshow.com, but I didn't realize that based on the time and the day that you go ahead and you make your purchase, you can save a ton of cash. Let me give you some for instances. According to this article, if you want to buy a hotel room, the best time to book a room is at 4 o'clock on Sunday.
Okay.
Really?
Let me write this
Yes.
down.
Says CBS News travel editor Peter Blue. He gives you some instruction also. Call the hotel's local direct line, not the 800 number. The 800 number will connect you to a clearinghouse that books rooms for hundreds of locations. The people who answer those phones don't have the power to give you a better deal. All right, so that's instruction number one. And then number two, it says, don't ask to speak with reservations. That's only going to get you routed back through the 800 number clearinghouse. Instead, ask to speak to the manager on duty. He has the authority to negotiate rates.
That's nice. Great.
Okay. I didn't know that.
So even when you get the manager on duty on the phone at 4 o'clock on a Sunday, and he says the rate is $300 a night,
yes.
you can say, would you give it to me for $250?
I think the exact phrase I've heard before is that you have to use, is that the best rate that you have?
Is that the best rate you can give me?
Is the key phrase from what I understand.
Okay. That's
okay.
Good to
but
know.
The 1-800 numbers, they're not going to do nearly as good for you as the manager that's on duty.
Okay.
All right. According to this article, the best times to save on everything. Air travel. The perfect time to shop for a cheap airfare is 3 p.m. Eastern time on a Tuesday. Monday nights when the major airlines announce sales. This triggers other airlines to try to match those sales on Tuesday. All this takes a few hours to get through the system, which is why 3 p.m. is when the most cheap seats are available.
Okay.
And I know if you're looking to book tickets using miles, like if you belong, you have a mileage thing, then the best time to do that is after midnight in the main city of the airline, because that's when miles tickets expire if people are holding them.
Oh, really? Wow.
So if you are booking a ticket, like if you're to a popular destination, like, I don't know, Hawaii over Christmas, and you book that, people are holding that and they cancel it, they fall out of the system, freeing up that seat for you to use it at midnight.
Gotcha.
Well, that's good to know.
This says, when are the cheapest days and times to fly? Tuesday, Wednesday, and Saturday generally tend to be less expensive since fewer business people fly on these days and more seats are available. And the cheapest time to fly is the first flight of the day. People don't want to get up early. They don't want to hassle with it. So generally, you can get some seats for cheap there. Groceries. You can save a ton of cash on groceries if you know the exact time and day to do it. Most markets don't view Sunday or even Monday as the start of the week. For them, Wednesday is the first day of the sales week. So that's the day they'll discount the previous week's goods, particularly meat and poultry, where you can save as much as 75%.
That's great.
That's awesome.
And then there's also those people who do the crazy couponing. Have you guys heard of these folks that go nuts with the coupons and then they save all the coupons and then they go in on like triple coupon day and they get the rebates and this and that and the other thing where they're getting like $150 worth of groceries for like $6.
Yes. I've seen those people highlighted on TV before and it's crazy.
Wish I could be like that.
So cool.
Electronics. If you're looking for a good deal on a flat screen TV, Jeff, you're going to want to listen for this, or a Blu-ray player or MP3 player or other electronics, and you don't mind last year's model, that eliminates Jeff.
Yeah.
Shop between April and the end of the summer and save up to 30% or more.
That's right now.
That's right now. And they say retailers flood the International Consumer Electronics Show in January to get a glimpse of new products and place their orders, which they'll start to receive in April. So they start the mad dash to clear their warehouses and shelves to make room for the newest models.
Gotcha.
That makes sense? And again, all this is kind of complicated, so I'm going to post it online at thebirdshow.com. Dinner out. How can you save a ton of money on dinner out? Go on a Tuesday. That's the day restaurants are least crowded and large chains offer the best deals, like Kids Eat Free and Two for Tuesdays, to lure customers. Says here's another reason to hold off till Tuesday. Most restaurants don't receive deliveries on Saturdays and Sundays. Food deliveries start early in the week, which means food served on Tuesdays is fresher.
Huh. Oh, okay.
Didn't know that. Mondays as far as buying pants go, and they don't give reasons for this, but here, if you're looking for pants, Monday is the day. They say the average sale is about 48% off on Mondays. And you can get sunglasses for some reason on Mondays also. The average discount rate is 55%.
Hmm.
Tuesdays are about guys' men's apparel. You can generally save about 42% on guys' apparel on Mondays. Thursdays, if you want a handbag, you can save about 36% off on handbags. And again, it doesn't list the reasons for these last ones, but the facts are the facts.
Cool.
Fridays, jewelry, belts, and scarves, on average, you can save about 42%. And on Sundays, they say, is the best day to buy swimsuits, where you can save about 52%.
On Sunday.
On Sundays.
Okay.
All right.
Have you guys also heard of those, like, Groupon or like Living Social websites where they do a big deal, and if enough people sign up for it, then everybody gets it?
I have not heard that.
It's kind of like a power.
Scout Mob.
Yeah, Scout Mob. It's like the power of numbers. That's a big way you can save money too.
Get it? The Bird Show.